Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. First of all, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Somewhat satisfied. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first issue is climate change, from 0 to 10. How important?
Very important.
From 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay. Criminal justice reform from 0 to 10.
10.
Job and wages.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living from 0 to 10.
10.
A student loan debt. How important from 0 to 10?
10.
Immigration.
10.
K through 12 education from 0 to 10?
I'll say 5 because I don't know much about that.
Okay. Reproductive freedom from 0 to 10. How important is that issue?
10.
Crime and violence from 0 to 10?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Democracy?
5.
Abortion rights from 0 to 10?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
And the last one, voting rights. How important from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes some things come up that prevents people from voting. But I understand now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Extremely likely. And what is your race or ethnicity?
African American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
07/14/1985.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
11th grade.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. You make to make change on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10.
I'll probably say five,
okay. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10? 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'll say 0.
0, no power at all. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? And we'll go on the next one. Mm-hmm. The first one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
Ooh, 0.
0?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party, from 0 to 10, how was your aim in general, the Republican Party?
I'll say 0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., from 0 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate him?
Five.
Five? Kamala Harris, from 0 to 10?
10.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 10?
I'll give him a 9. He tried.
Okay. And the last one, the Democratic Party in general, from 0 to 10?
Play a 10.
Okay. Thank you. And now we're almost done. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided?
Undecided. Right now, undecided.
But if you had to choose, if the election were held today, who do you lean towards? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
I get Kamala Harris.
If the election were held today, I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'll say Democratic.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or other? Or did not vote for president in 2020?
I did Joe Biden.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, somewhat worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Okay.
No change?
Yeah.
Or better, stay, or somewhat worse?
Somewhat stayed the same.
Okay. And thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
It's half and half.
And below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means you are not sure. And 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. The first one is President Biden. From 0 to 10, certainly prevented progress, or not sure, or did not prevent progress. From 0 to 10.
I think 0, because I don't know much about it.
Okay. Donald Trump. From 0 to 10.
0.
Governor Kemp, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly, from 0 to 10?
0.
White supremacist, from 0 to 10?